Hey, welcome. Come on into the Intentional Living Center. We're here live today. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, along with Jennifer and Steven and our team. We love you guys, and today we want to talk about one of the most important jobs you're ever going to have in your life, and that's raising your kids or maybe your grandkids. And I'd ask the question, what do you want your kids to learn about life before they leave your home, and how are you doing that? What's one thing that you're doing to raise the next generation the way God intended? Come on. Let's be really specific. Parents, grandparents, let's help each other. One thing, 888-888-1717 is my number. Live at the Intentional Living Center. You know, Billy Graham said the greatest legacy one can pass on to one's children and grandchildren is not money or other material things accumulated in one's life, but rather a legacy of character and faith. Yeah, boy, that's really wise. That's true. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was, he was murdered during World War II by the Nazis because of his faith. I mean, he was a martyr for his faith. He made the statement, the ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world that it leaves its children. And I think you and I would, if we're being really transparent, we're not leaving our kids a great society and culture. And that's why the culture of our home and our family and who we are and the values that we hold and what Jesus is teaching us and what the Bible teaches us and the transmission of that into the hearts of our kids is huge. And so let me just ask you, what's one thing you're doing in your home? I don't know what it is. It could be just a really practical thing to raise this next generation. What are you doing? And the reason we're doing the show, by the way, this is all about community because you all share something that helps somebody else across the state or across the country or around the world listening to say, I can do that. And I'll make a difference in my family. People helping people. The power of one thing. 888-888-1717. Give us a call.
Dr. Randy, this is Jane from Michigan, and one thing that we are doing intentionally with our kids is making sure that we apologize to them when we need to. When we are wrong with discipline or make mistakes, we let them know that we are sorry, and it is a genuine apology so that they know that is something they can get and should give when they need to.
I decided on Monday of this week to be intentional with my children. We were running late. I was trying to get them to school. And in the middle of getting in the car, I spilled my coffee all over my lap, did not respond in a way that honored God. I'll just say that. So when I got home, I sat them down on the bed, and I said, I was thinking about the way I handled my spilled coffee, and I just have to ask for your forgiveness.
My intentional living is that me and my sister get together once a week, and we fast and pray for the kids, their health, their decisions that they're making, their spirituality, and that's how we live intentionally.
Yeah, lots of people. We got a growing community all around the world joining us here through Intentional Living. This is a message we believe directly from God. He's an intentional God. In the beginning, He intentionally created the heavens and the earth. No randomness, no chaos. We got a great creator. And if we're made in His image, we are. That's what the Bible says right at the beginning of the book. Seems to me living intentionally makes a whole lot of sense, especially in parenting. Hey, can I share something with you? I got a text this morning from one of my grandchildren, Zoe Carlson. She's 10. She's either 10 or 11. We have so many. I'm not sure I keep all the birth dates clear, but I had an opportunity to drive three of the grandkids to school this week because of the parenting schedule. You know, they had a scheduling thing and they call Papa, right? Because I have the time in the car. Anyway, I got to drive Zoe and her brothers to school, and she just sent me this sweetest little note to me. She said, hi, Papa, just wanted to say thanks for us for taking us to school today. It was nice to spend some time with you, Zoe. She even had the punctuation correct. For a 10-year-old, pretty good. I went on to say to her, Zoe, listen, you are welcome. And I look forward to each time that we're able to spend some time with you and the boys. You're a very special young lady. And we're proud of the parents along the way and our family and all the grandkids and pray for them. Boy, in the world they're coming into and the chaos in the world, we have to really follow what the scripture teaches in Deuteronomy chapter 6, where the commandment is, today you shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall talk to them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. Teaching our kids just through our lives every day, what does it mean to live intentionally? We are so busy today. Life gets so busy. That's why we come back to the power of one thing. Each of us can do one thing every day, can't we? All right. Let me go to Ellen first in California. How are you today?
Thank you. Great. And Randy, your show is excellent. My kid's up listening to you and Christian radio. One thing is important. You just mentioned life getting busy and getting in the way of watching your kids and being engaged with them.
Yes.
And you're right, especially challenging when they're little and teenagers. But when they're really little and two toddlers, you're making dinner and two toddlers are fighting over a toy. I just want to remind the parents to stay really watchful, and you can redirect that energy and redirect one of the kids into a different area for a different thing. Hey, let's build something with these blocks. It only takes a couple minutes to avoid a total meltdown with those kids.
Yeah.
And so I just hope everybody would take this and be supportive in their play, encourage the kids, hug them every day, read to them every day, do all those wonderful things.
Well, that's great. Great advice. Thank you. Let's go to Angela next in Missouri. Hi, Angela. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
Good. Good. Appreciate your call. What's your one thing you want to share about this next generation?
Well, it's not really one thing, but it is one conviction. I have 16 grandchildren, and they range in age from very small to 19. And our children all have their own, you know, mentalities and different faith bases and things like that. And so my advice would be to have a conviction to not be silent and stay strong and speak the truth.
Boy, that's true. That's true.
And because we fail to see that maybe our words or our actions aren't evident at the time, but they have long-lasting indicators of faith that they do.
Yeah.
I have the most wonderful memories and convictions from my grandmother that I am so eternally blessed. My father was an atheist, and it did hit my heart, and it does last. And I just wanted to encourage grandparents not to be silent, because it's so hard to be strong.
With 16 grandkids, did I hear in between what you were sharing there that maybe some of them just aren't getting the truth? And hey, as a grandparent, you need to stand. You really feel that obligation, also the privilege to stand in the gap and share the truth. Is that what I'm hearing?
Exactly. Exactly.
That could break your heart, can't it, when you know that maybe the next generation isn't carrying on what they've learned with you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm just strong in my faith that it will.
Yeah.
And I trust God that it will.
I hear it. I hear the tenderness. Boy, we don't want to lose the next generation, do we?
Mm. No. And it's so hard to be strong,
yes,
because being silent is easier.
Very convicting. I hear you. And I hope others do too. Be strong. Be strong in your conviction. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in what you share. Do it with love, but be strong. And Angela just said it. Grandmas and grandpas make a big difference. I was not blessed by having my grandparents around. By the time I showed up on the scene, my grandparents were gone. I had one grandmother who survived long enough for me to get to know her a little bit until I was young still when she passed. But for those of you who have had impact from your Nana and Papa, your grandparents, it's a reminder to us as grandparents, be strong. Thank you, Angela. Very powerful. All right, let me go to TJ in New Mexico. Hi, TJ. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. My one thing that I do, I mean, you have to do many things, but one thing I try and do is be a good example to my kids. So if we have any kind of issues, you know, I'm raising three of my grandkids. So two of them are teenagers and one's 11, and their parents aren't good examples, so I have to be the good example. And every time something happens, I say, well, what does the Bible say? Yeah. So we take everything to Scripture. Even, you know, if someone's opposing you, then you pray for them. You bless them and you pray for them. Forgive them right away. Don't hold on to that. But that's just what I do every day. I take them to church often, but to be the best example is what they need, because they didn't have a good example with their parents.
Do you see that making a difference in their life, TJ?
Oh, yeah. They all know God. They all know Jesus. They're all saved. Mm-hmm. And when they have troubles, like my granddaughter, who's 14, she tried to talk to her friends about God, and they literally beat her up.
Mm.
They beat her up. And so, they fought her the next day. And she said, well, I was just trying to talk to you about Jesus. And they were just not in the right mindset. They physically fought her, and they still attack her daily. And she forgives them, and she still tries to talk to them about God.
Mm.
So she's walking the right walk. You know, I mean, it makes a big difference.
Oh, yeah, it does. And, you know, both you and Angela are really saying basically the same thing. You got to be strong, be a good example. What's interesting, you both said the same thing, though. Well, it's not just one thing. You know, it is, you are saying, when I measure at the end of the day, the yardstick that I'm measuring against, everything that I do, every priority, the words that I speak or I don't speak, how I live my life is against this one thing. And for you, I want to be an example of Jesus Christ in my faith to my grandkids and to the next generation. And that's what Angelo was saying. I want to be strong. And so while we know there are thousands of things that we have to do in a day and millions in a lifetime, it still comes back to measuring against what's that one thing? What's the core thing that's going to be driving you? The Apostle Paul said to us, forgetting all those things which are behind. And he talked about, he had just listed all the things he'd been through. And boy, he had a reason to have a lot of things, right? He said, this one thing I do. And it had to do with pursuing the crown. It was pursuing why he was here, his purpose. And so when we think about this thing of one thing, it's not so much, you know, hey, this is the button I push every day. It's a bigger thing that we're trying to plant into our own hearts and minds. What is that one thing about my marriage or my family? What is the one thing about my finances or my work or whatever it may be that's going to drive everything else? That's what we're talking about. So I ask the question again, what's one thing that you want your kids to kind of learn and be or understand, or maybe grandkids, we have a lot of grandparents calling before they leave home? And how are you doing that? 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Hi, my name's Amelia. I just want to say that I'm thankful for your radio station and how God has moved in my life and blessed me with family. I've been living intentional since January, and he's brought a lot of family into my life that I haven't seen in years, and I've been able to open up my home to welcome my family and help them out and lead them to Christ. So I just want to thank you all, and I pray for you.
Thank you. Living intentionally, we got lots of people, thousands, who have made the decision to live an intentional life in Christ, not a perfect life. By the way, intentional living does not get you into heaven. I'm not sending you a card that says, hey, when you get to heaven, just flash them this card and you're in. That ain't the way it works. The Bible is very clear to us. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. In other words, it ain't up to you. But it is a gift of God, lest any person should, say it with me, boast, right? Pat yourself on the back. And you got a lot of people in the world beating themselves on the back, trying to win God's approval. And that ain't the way it works. But, you know, it's interesting. It goes on there in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. You go on to verse 10. It says, hey. No, it doesn't say hey, but it's if you read the verse 10, it reminds us that we are a masterpiece made for good works. I love it. You know, the Bible's such a, I mean, it's just a life-giving, breathing direction for our life. And here Paul's saying, listen, you're not saved by anything you do. It's a gift from God. It's by faith, lest you should pat yourself on the back. But listen, you're a masterpiece. You've been made in a very, and you are unique. You and I are, you're different than I am, and each of us are unique, and we've been made for good works. And that's not only feeding the poor, which, by the way, we need to do, but it's taking care of our kids and our grandkids, teaching them about Jesus. These are all good works. That's why we talk about the power of one thing. What's one thing you're doing? Bring glory to God and huge benefit to you and your family. That's what we're talking about today. What is the one thing that you want to share? 888-888-1717 to be a part of Intentional Living.
You wanted us to leave comments about living the intentional life. And what I'm doing is I'm trying to raise my children to live intentional life. I believe that training them at a very young age to do that is the way to really get through to them for obstacles they may face later in life. But also, God has called me to start talking to young teen girls about living the intentional life. I've kind of been fighting it. I don't really want to do it. I'm not good at public speaking, but God's been calling me to do that. So if everyone could pray for me that I really listen to God and do what He commands, I would really appreciate that. Thank you.
That's huge. Hey, we will pray for her today, won't you? All right, back to the phone calls, talking about one thing in parenting and, well, it turned out to be grandparenting as well today. Melanie, you're next from Michigan. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Terrific. What's your one thing for parenting?
My one thing is there's been quite a few things in the past couple of years, but the one main thing I have noticed is the music that I play around my children. I took the challenge a couple Christmases ago to just listen to Christian music station just through the holidays, and we've never changed our radio station since. I have a 7-year-old son, but I also have a son that is 23 years old that actually is in prison and received a 42-to-60-year sentence. And one thing he told me that really affected him growing up was the music that he listened to, and that it kind of pushed him into a different direction. We are fighting that, but I mean his sentence. But we are trying to go at it complete opposite way as when I was 17 when I started having babies, and so we learn along the way. But I have definitely took his advice and seen so much change in just the way that his attitude. You know.
Yeah. How has it made a difference with your family by allowing the Christian music to come into your home through the radio?
You wouldn't believe it if I told you.
Sure, go ahead.
I was in a domestic violence. I mean, I'm still married to my husband, but I left. We're still together, but I moved to another city, and we've been gone two years now, but when we're away from him, all we have is Christian music station on, and I can see and feel just a complete peace over my family.
Mm. Well, that's a whole nother subject, but that's why we do what we do here at our ministry, Intentional Life Media. And you know, from listening to the station, Family Life Radio, and of course, we have stations along the line joining us today, listening to your Christian station. You know that what we allow into our life makes a huge difference. I've always tell people, you need to be involved in your local church. But you know, when you're there, you get an hour or two on, generally speaking, an hour or two on the weekend. And boy, that's important, that fellowship, and it should continue. But we made a commitment 24 hours a day to bring you the kind of music and programming, the things that are going to be there for you, that can make a difference in your life, to sustain you, to be with you and walk with you in this community of believers where we know not only knowing Jesus, but then living intentionally in Him is transformational. And that's why we do what we do. And Melanie, you just reminded us of that. Thank you. God bless you. All right. Let me go to Marie in Michigan. Hi, Marie. How are you?
I'm good, Randy. How are you today?
Good. What's your one thing in parenting that's made a difference?
Well, I have one thing, but I also have a question too. We're grandparents now, and my one thing is when our grandkids were young, we took them to church every Sunday. We raised our girls in the church, but they don't go to church anymore, and which breaks our heart. And the youngest one right now, I teach Awana, and so it's the only church that she gets. So we've been taking her to Awana for 3 years now.
Good.
And so it's just something, if you can find a program that you can do, she said, yeah, I'll do it as long as you teach it. So I said, all right, so that's how I got teaching it.
Good.
And so that's one way to be able to maybe get to the younger kids too.
Well, that's fantastic.
But my question. Yeah, well, it's exhausting, but it's for a worthy cause.
Well, Awana is a fantastic program. Our kids, when they were all young, were involved with Awana and all the different badges and stages that I recall. And so God bless you for getting out there as a grandma and teaching. That's a really powerful thing. All right, so what's the question?
The question is the older grandkids and two of the girls just don't want to hear anything at all as it relates to religion. One of them, their father and I were hurt very badly by a church, an abusive situation, and but we never stopped going to church. We realized it was a sin of that person, and obviously we left the church, that particular church, but we never stopped going to church. But it had an impact on one of our daughters, and so she has PTSD when she even steps inside a church.
So this has been passed on to your grandkids, obviously.
Yeah, because they don't go to church. And so I guess I just, other than praying, which of course we do every day and every night, any suggestions?
Yeah, well, I think, listen, Grandma, you're doing a great job. You're getting these kids exposed through Awana, which is a great program. We teach here at Intentional Living about circle of control and circle of influence. Circle of control is that area around us that we have control over. Parents, you have a stronger circle of control over your kids. Grandparents, we're one step out. We're more in the influence area, right? Sometimes we can exercise influence in a powerful way. And so you're doing some great things there, Grandma. Marie, you're taking your grandkids, you're praying to Awana, you're praying for your grandkids. I think listening to them, why they feel that way, don't try to challenge them or turn them off or tell them they shouldn't feel that way. Just talk to them and share your own life with them, your own experience, and about what's going on in their life, and remind them about what Jesus has done for them. It's not about what the world is teaching them or what their own feelings are, but the truth. And I think as an earlier caller said, staying strong, that's a big part of this. Just remaining strong in your conviction, loving them. And you know what? The race isn't over yet. And that's what we all tell ourselves with our grandkids. It's not over yet. Just being strong and being loving every day. Thank you, Marie. You're doing a good job. How many grandmas in the Awana program? You have enough energy for that? All right, let me go to Lisa in Michigan. Hi, Lisa. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Randy. How are you?
Good, good. We're talking about parenting and one thing. What's going on? What do you want to share?
Well, I want to share, being a step-parent, and sometimes it's harder because you got to prove to them how much that you love them unconditionally.
Yeah.
And my stepdaughter called me the other day, and I know you don't have a lot of time, so I got real quick. Her father died in 23 from cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I just got remarried this year, but she still calls me. And today, and a couple of days ago, she's like, I just really need your advice. And it was just advice how to treat her future stepson with behaviors. And I just told her, exactly what to do. And it just meant a lot because she still comes to me, you know, and she trusts me what I have to tell her. And so I thought that was very important.
How did that
feel?
And
I wasn't sure that was.
How did that feel when she called you?
It felt great. It just felt great, you know, because, you know, she still calls me instead of her own mother, you know. And it just felt really good that she knew that she could talk to me and she just respects my opinion and stuff. So I did feel good, you know.
It tells you something, Lisa, about you, that you built that bridge in a relationship where you were open, and that's good for stepmoms and dads, as well as parents and grandparents and each of us. I mean, when we're real, genuine, open, available, that, you know, what does the Bible say? We are swift to hear and slow to speak. And that's something I need to learn. Sometimes I speak too quickly in things and be slower when it comes to speaking, and a lot quicker in listening. Listen twice, speak once. All right, we're wrapping up the show here today. I'll tell you what, we've had busy calls, and we're going to just go ahead and stay here. And let's do this. Let's just record a show, guys and ladies, that we can air tomorrow, because everybody's here and we're talking about this. And so we're going to reopen the line right now with this question. What one thing do you want your kids to learn before they leave your home? And how are you doing that as a follower of Christ? I started the show by saying Billy Graham reminds us that the greatest legacy is a legacy of character and faith. And so when we talk about the power of one thing, yeah, that may come down to this is one thing I'm doing every day, but there's a bigger one thing at play here. And that has to do with what kind of kids are you trying to raise, and grandkids, and how do you want them to live? And really, somewhat of a surprise, many of our calls today were grandparents concerned about that next generation not doing the job for the next generation, and concerned about how they can play a role in this. And I think that we got great advice from Angela and others who said, be strong, be courageous, share your faith. Love those kids. What do you think? What's your one thing for your kids or grandkids? Give me a call. Line is reopened at 888-1717, and we'll get this laid down and recorded for tomorrow's Intentional Living, when we can all come back and listen to these great calls together. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living, 100% listener supported. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. Check it out at theintentionallife.com. And a reminder, Intentional Living is a ministry of Intentional Life Media.